Yeah, I mean, yeah, you got to call it fair to be, at the end of the day. I mean, look, you got 90 minutes there of high tempo football from start to finish, and to get the finish at the very end there, you know. Well, I felt we did deserve it, and I've no doubt Letterkenny knew as well, you know, that we deserved that result in the end.
Kind of shows the
one-all draw.
Yeah, I suppose, I guess it shows the spirit in your squad that it kept going right until the end and got that goal deep into injury time.
Yeah, I can be very biased here and say this, you know. Like, I'm with the team for the last 2 years now, and such, and this we've brought a lot of new lads into the team again this year. And the belief, the camaraderie, the togetherness with that team is second to none, you know. Again, my opinion, you will find it hard out there to get a team that is together like that, you know. And you see it towards the end, right to the finals, you know. And again, they deserved that result.
What kind of goal did you get?
It was actually, I think... It started from the free kick, but I think it was playing into the centre forward. It came on, Kevin O'Regan. And I think, again, Kevin's very clever with his feet. He's probably one of the cleverest players around when the ball is at his feet. You know, he can duck and dive and mix and match it up. But I think he pulled it across, and I think, right, Kenny got in the end of it, you know, stuck it in the net.
I said there was massive celebrations because it looked like there was a huge crowd down in Ringmahon Park.
There was a big crowd there, was, and you know, and we got to thank everybody that did come to the game today, because it does help, you know. But again, maybe it did play its part in the first 10 minutes of the game, because I did feel we were fairly nervous, and again, maybe the crowd was a bit of that, because again, we're not used to that side of people coming to the games. But look, again, we went in 1-0 down at half time. I spoke to Roy Kinney just leaving the dressing room, and the players gone out. I had Roy since he was a young lad in school boys, and he's with us now. And we're really happy to have him. But I said to Roy, listen, you've done this before for us. You've done it for me. You've done it for yourself. Now let's go and do it for the team. Get that equaliser. We'll go on and get a win if we can. But make sure you stick the ball in the back net every opportunity you get. And listen, he stood up. Credit to him. And he stuck in.
Brilliant. Replay now in 2 weeks' time. A long journey to Letterkenny, though.
Yeah, look, it's a long journey. I've been there many a time myself, as I say, when I used to play with Cove, you know. It's a long trek. But again, if you asked me 5 minutes to go in the game, would I fancy the trip? I'd have bit the hand off you for it, yeah. You know, but we're still in it. We're still in the mix of it. No doubt Letterkenny have gone back now with a few headaches. Obviously, they might be disappointed that we did get the goal later on. And we're fairly disappointed too, the way they got their goal. A little mixed up. It wasn't any clear cut from them. It was just a mix up between our players, you know. It doesn't really happen between the lads, to be fair, because they're fairly well tuned in. But look, that's football, isn't it? They took their chance, we took ours, and away we go up the road to Letterkenny.
Brilliant stuff. Kieran, thanks very much for talking to me, and we wish you the very best luck for the replay in 2 weeks.
All right, thanks so much.